USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo is disputing a bombshell sex harassment report.
My attorney has done a response to each allegation, and the facts are much different than what has been portrayed.
It comes after the state's attorney general announced the findings of a five-month investigation into allegations from multiple women that Cuomo created a sexually hostile work environment and harassed several women. A defiant Cuomo saying the report is unfair.
Trial by newspaper or biased reviews are not the way to find the facts in this matter.
Household debt has risen to $15 trillion in the second quarter of this year. Roughly $313 billion was added from the first quarter, which was the largest increase in 14 years. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A new report out from the Republicans sheds more light on the origins of COVID-19.
A new report out of Washington is claiming American officials did a great deal of helping with the cover-up of COVID's origins. Republican Congressman Daryl Issa on Newsmax.
All facts tell us that there's a very high chance that this was, in fact, accidentally released through carelessness or some other activity from the Wuhan facility. And covered up starting in September of 2019 by both Chinese and American officials. That's really where the facts lead. And it's that last part that American officials did a great deal of helping with the cover-up that concerns us the most.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is not impressed with the performance of the Biden administration after more than 6 months in office. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater, USA Classic Radio Theater.
Mexico has barred the United States from sending illegal immigrant families back across the border, claiming emergency measures for COVID-19. The resulting decision will likely mean that the Border Patrol will release more illegal immigrants into the United States because existing facilities are already well above capacity. Congressman August Pfluger is calling for COVID relief money to help fix the crisis at the border.
These folks that are giving me a call are saying, look, we've got houses that are being broken into, barns that are being damaged. In some cases, there were trucks that were being stolen, fences are being cut, livestock have run the risk of getting out.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Lynn Allen is a rancher on the border. He tells Fox News he doesn't feel safe going out at night unless he's armed.
It is a threat simply because of the trash and the stuff that the people leave behind them that these cattle ingest, and once they eat them, they can't digest them.
A giant panda is providing a rare moment in France. The new mother giving birth to female twin cubs at a zoo south of Paris on Monday. The cubs were born just minutes apart. It comes after officials in China said last month giant pandas are no longer considered endangered. Just over 1,800 pandas live in the wild, and the species is listed as vulnerable. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.